from the No Panic Zone, where we will not be calling our neighbors racist, even if they like to go. I'll explain in a minute. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April the 9th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Dr. Anthony Fauci has somehow become the expert on everything. Disease, lockdowns, business, life, and of course, your ethics as a human being. Now he's hinting at mandatory vaccines that will, of course, be worth billions of dollars to people like Bill Gates. Nice play. Number two, farmers have been hoarding feed for cows, pigs, and chickens. Now there's some concern about keeping livestock fed. Could be a problem. And number one, the darkest days of the pandemic may be upon us. The death tolls are rising in places like New York, Detroit, New Orleans. But it may be the sign of better days to come. You see, the models just keep failing. The projections of where we're going to be just keep failing. But despite that, the governors of the many states want to keep you locked down. There's an anger coming. I'm going to tell you that right now. In Minnesota, the governor there has extended the lockdown until May the 4th. In Michigan, we're expecting a lockdown order today that's going to expand and extend the order. Expand to make it more draconian. And extend it to the middle of May. That's the expectation. We'll see what actually happens. This happens even though it appears Michigan may have already entered its peak and could be receding. Yesterday, 1,376 new cases. That's the least amount since the end of March. It's a bell curve. It's a bell curve. The deaths are going up because they're a lagging indicator. The number of people being hospitalized has plateaued over the last 8 days now. I've been telling you this for 8 days now. And so I'm watching it up close in Michigan because that's where I sit and I can see the numbers in real time. However, let me give you an idea of just how bad the governors want to keep you locked up, and you have to ask why. In Ohio, Republican Governor Mike DeWine, considering extending his state's lockdown as well, and putting out models to defend what they have done. One of the models shows that the unmitigated projections would have had 62,000 new patients a day in Ohio. The actual peak, 1,600. The unmitigated peak was predicted to happen on March the 22nd. But social distancing, they say, has stopped that from happening. The problem with Ohio is this. 62,000 new cases projected per day were supposed to peak on March the 22nd. Ohio didn't go into lockdown until March the 23rd. So somehow, magically, the lockdown's mitigated fictional numbers by going to lockdown after they had supposedly already happened. It's absolutely absurd. It is absolutely absurd. Business is hurting. Companies are hurting. Farmers are hurting. Small business getting crushed by this. And the numbers are flattening. In New York, the numbers are coming down of new hospitalizations as more people are being released every day as are being taken to the hospital. Many of the people getting sick now are people that are being infected in and around hospitals. In and around hospitals is where the infections are occurring. And so you have to ask yourself, how long is this going to go on? Let me explain it this way. I went out for a bike ride yesterday. Ivy and I went out for a bike ride. We've done it several times since the lockdown began here in Michigan 2.5 weeks ago. And it's been pleasant because out on the road there have been no cars, so it's been nice to ride bike. You don't have to worry about it. Some guy texting isn't going to run you over and kill you. It's kind of a nice feeling, right? Yesterday, there were more cars on the road than all the rest of the days combined that we've been out. People are tired of it. People are reaching a breaking point. People have come to the point of saying, we're not going to stay locked in our root cellar for another month. Especially when they realize the hospitals are not full where they live. Now, are there hot spots? There certainly are. New York, Detroit, New Orleans. Baltimore and Philadelphia possibly could have some upticks here in the next couple of days. But around the rest of the country, there's a bigger problem. Hospitals are empty. You see, they all ramped up to get ready for the big COVID-19 surge that didn't happen in their parts of the country, didn't happen in their city. So what's happening? Healthcare workers are getting laid off, furloughed. hospitals are looking at their budgets going, we are in real trouble. They got a push of Medicare money to start, which is getting them through right now. However, when that money goes away, there could be real trouble. Here's another red flag for you. The American Association of Family Doctors says that by June, 40% of the small family clinics in America could be out of business because they're getting crushed by the stay-at-home orders. The American Association of Family Physicians is the organization, AAFP. You can look it up. The American Association of Family Physicians says by June, 40% of the small clinics in this country, and those are clinics that serve small towns in sparsely populated areas, they will go out of business. The hospitals serving rural parts of America, places beyond New York City and Detroit, are facing real fiscal problems, real economic problems, real damage from all of this. And so you ask yourself, what's the game? You can see it, can't you? We can't let those hospitals go broke. We can't let those clinics go out of business. We must have health care for all. We must have Medicare for all. And this comes as Bernie Sanders throws his hat in and gets out of the race. Coward. Never wanted to be president anyway. Just wanted to change the narrative and rip the whole country to the left. He succeeded in that. Joe Biden now, the presumptive nominee, by the way. But if you can push the country to a point where hospitals are laying off staff and clinics are teetering on the edge of bankruptcy because of the lockdowns, which is happening all across this country right now, then the government comes riding in on its white steed to save the day. We're here. We're the government. We'll save you from this. We'll give you government health care. Dun, da, da, da. Please. The last thing in the world I want is government health care. Some of the worst reports that we're getting here come from veterans hospitals. Now, I'll take some feedback from folks that have been going to the VA hospitals. If you're a veteran, you've been going to the VA hospitals, let me know how they're functioning in the big cities for sure. I need to know. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a line. stevegruber.com, drop me a line. You can always go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline as well. The DTE Common Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. You can jump on the horn. Tell me what you're seeing in your neck of the woods. We'll put you on the air. We want to know what's happening all over this country, around this world, because we're looking at real financial devastation, and that has a real cost. The models continue to fail. The projections of 2.2 million dead Americans, reduced to 240,000 dead Americans, reduced to 81,000 dead Americans. Yesterday, downgraded again to 60,000 dead Americans. Wait till tomorrow, it'll be 40,000. The models have consistently failed. The predictions of doom and gloom, despite those that want the apocalypse because they want a victim class. And of course, they want heroes. I'll explain what that means in a minute. Another proposal put forth this time by Senator Gary Peters of Michigan to pay people on the front lines $25,000 bonuses for this year. Are you a hero? Probably. But you're not going to get paid for it. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.